On February 18, 2007, Isaacson was just 5 days from coming home from his eighth tour of duty when his helicopter crashed in Afghanistan. He suffered two collapsed lungs, a broken leg, and spinal compression fractures that left him paralyzed from the chest down. After several surgeries and still sitting in a high-tech wheelchair, he joined family, friends, new neighbors, and local officials in raising a shovel to break ground on a home he'll soon be able to live in with his wife, Brenda.
I just want to thank everyone for coming out here today. This is awesome. You know, to see this kind of response from a community is great. Thank you.
Isaacson's new home will be wheelchair accessible, like many of the houses Homes for Our Troops has built since it was established in 2004. The house will also be mortgage-free because the organization uses private donations to buy the land and materials and then recruits local contractors to donate the labor and expertise. Spokesman Tom Benoit says his group believes that the wounded soldier has already paid a very high price for the home he or she is being given.
As Americans, if we're going to send men and women out there to fight and they're going to get severely injured, we have a responsibility that when they come back, we do everything we can within our power to make sure that as much as is possible, they can get back to the life they had before they got injured.
Homes for Our Troops will be breaking ground on two more houses over the next few weeks, one in Denver, the other in Minneapolis, to coincide with the Democratic and Republican Party conventions being held in those two cities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.